Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Before we get nasty, we have to pause for a minute and give a special love shout to the victims of the horrible mass shooting in Aurora, Colorado. A big time tragedy, an unspeakable tragedy that happened in a movie theater filming the brand new, showing the brand new Batman movie. At least 12 people were killed. 71 was shot. 50. Special shout out not only to the victims, but also victims, family members, and friends. On behalf of Michael Lane, the rest of the staff here at Michael, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, we send our heartfelt, deepest condolences, our prayers to the wounded, and our love. And now, we're getting back. It's Friday, it's music time. With all that said, things that are happening, different tragedies, certain tragedies, music has a way of bringing us out of our doldrums, bringing us out of our sadness, bringing us out even of our depression. And believe me, this artist that's featured today is one of my biggest homeboys, one of my biggest inspirations, independent artist, independent legend. He is a hip-hop legend in every sense of the word. One of his most popular hits is how he pretty much made it. It's called Crying to Get It. Yeah, you got to grind to get it. And Nasty, Big Nasty, is definitely the one who grind, got it, and he still gets it. We're celebrating his brand new album called Super Crook. He personally delivered it to me, and it's exclusive. I am so happy and I'm so honored that he would think of me to spend and celebrate yet another hardcore, hard-hitting album. And I'm going to play three great selections from this great man. If you want to call in, give your love to Big Nasty, Chi-Town's finest. You call me, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. I got to play the song real quick. I got to hit you all up. It's going to be a little more, even though we already know that Nasty comes hard, hardcore, or he just don't come at all. But he's kind of softening it up a little bit on this song that I'm going to play for you. And believe me, man, this is just a hot first. You all are hearing it here. This is first now. You all are hearing it first. Okay? This is Big Nasty from his album just dropping, Super. This is You Should Be My.
Anything more than that, and you can kick rock. A bitch jumped in as a passenger. Come on.
thinking, my, oh my, what an asshole, huh? Stop at Harold's Chicken on 103rd. Get a room just as soon as you finish that verse. She got a big dick pimp and it's driving her nuts. Got her spread out on the floor and I'm stabbing her gut. Never cease to amaze, I got dick for days. I work tricks on a bad bitch in so many ways. Call me G.I. Joe with the sexual. And ain't no jerking when I'm working with a sexy hoe. And I'm the next to blow, cool as an Eskimo. And baby, here's a little something that you should know.
All around the world.
All around. Okay, he's done work with Jay-Z. He don't work with Ice Cube. Slim Thug. And we're talking about an independent artist. He's done work with the late, great Notorious B.I.G. Don't sleep on him. Hey, we got a call, man. Let's go check this out before we get to the next song. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Guess who, nigga? Man, I
what's
appreciate
up,
what
nigga?
Y'all doing, man.
It's the legend right here.
Man, you know what? Yeah, the album don't even drop to the 31st, man. I had to come home and get online and mess with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing, pimp.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, sir. So
I had no idea Blog Talk Radio had this many listeners, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did not know. This new to me, man. Y'all doing better than GCI these days. Yeah, man, I appreciate what you're doing. I want to congratulate you on a hell of a show, man. It's real professional. And, man, I just love you for showing love, man, because you know what I'm saying? It's haters everywhere. But when you got people that appreciate what you're trying to do, what you're trying to put down, man, it's just something special, man.
I'm going to tell you something. Your career is something special. It's something for everybody to look up to grind and get it on their own, stand on their own, and become successful. Because there's not too many people, you can say, that did what you did and are
legends. Well,
you
know, I thank God every day, man, because, you know, the way that the industry is now, it's wide open for an independent movement, man. I mean, commercial rap is on its own separate track, but independent music, a guy can really find his niche, services, demographic, man, and eat, man. Finally, I can say, honestly, an independent artist can get in this game and eat if he follow the rules and, you know, keep shit real, man.
Right. Exactly. And you've been the realest since you broke into the game.
Well,
I took my
lumps and bumps, too. You know, the game will hit you upside the head. You know what I'm saying? And force you to get it right, man, because a lot of guys is in it for the fame. They want to be on BNT and 106 and Bar and MTV Raps and all that. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool, but that can't be your only motivation for being in the game, man. You in the game for one reason. That's if you got something to say and you want to get paid along with saying it. You know what I'm saying? If you out here chasing women and you just want to get high and you think this is a game, you're not going to last long, man, because this game is 99% business, probably 0.7% talent, and 0.3% luck.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? People don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talented, broke, starving niggas out here, man.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody and their mama rapping. You know, rappers just saying, I communicate. You say I'm a rapper, that means I communicate. I can spit it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do that. What's going to separate you from a nigga that's eating and a nigga that's just, you know what I'm saying, trying to put in an application in McDonald's, man?
Right, yeah.
You know, you got to be willing to work. Work separate all that.
Right.
Now,
I want to ask you something, brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah, some people may think that, oh, wow, how did he just appear just out of nowhere? No, tell everybody around the world that's listening, how long you been doing this?
Man, this is my, I'm going to just put it to you like this, Mike, and I ain't ashamed to say it because I just had this conversation with another industry guy the other day. Nigga, I got waxed from 1987, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
That's older than most niggas in the game, nigga. I've been doing this shit 25, 26 years, man. But, you know, I really didn't start making money with it consistently to like 01. When I got out of jail, that's when this became less of a hobby and more of a career track. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, you know, it was just... It was a thing to do where everybody want to, you know what I'm saying, express whatever kind of artistic talent they got in whatever way that they can, and money would come as second or third to, okay, I'm an artist, I want to do some art. You know what I'm saying? But when the bills come behind this shit, you got to have something to, you know what I'm saying, to fight, keep your bills at bay. So you got to learn how to sell this shit. I met Master P at Danny Boy crib. Probably like 90. Yeah, probably like, just got to be like 99, 2000. I met Master P at Danny Boy crib. And he see, and we had a cypher going. It was me, Danny Boy, AK from Do or Die. Kilo from Crucial Conflict. We had a little cypher going, you know, niggas rapping.
Yeah.
And Master P came through there because it was Danny Boy birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And he said something to us that made a whole lot of sense. He said, man, all y'all can rap. But I tell you what, I know how to sell a whole lot of records. And that messed me up, man. That threw me all the way off. It forced me to start thinking different about this game.
Yeah,
everybody rap. A whole lot of people can't sell. I met some little young guys today. The Goon Squad from Gary, Indiana. I was getting my hair cut. And I was letting them know your show was coming on at 5:30. Let me hurry up and get chopped up and get there and get to it. And they was like, wow, that's cool. How do you do what you do? And I told the little guys, man, a lot of guys had the energy to make music. That's the easy part. The hard part is getting out here trying to sell it. All these young guys scared of somebody telling them no to, you know, buying their CD. Remember, you used to go to the gas station, you was tripping over niggas, you know, with their CD in your face.
Right.
And everybody was like, man, give me some support.
Right.
And you either tell them yes or no. Well, what happened was, with the accumulation of all these hood rappers and these 360 deals, a lot of niggas got lazy. For the simple fact, they scared of somebody telling them no on the Alvin Trump thing. That's such a dreaded thing to the youth, man, if somebody telling them no.
Yeah.
It's the fear of rejection that keep niggas from hustling, man. And if you ain't going to hustle, you ain't going to eat.
Right.
See, I know the secret to the game is out of every 100 people that tell you no, 10 people going to tell you yeah.
Go.
That's called the law of averages. So if I get my ass out here every day and holler at 500 people, I'm going to sell 50 records. If I sell 50 records, 5 times 5 is 25. I can make $250 a day just doing what I do.
I went to
Office Max and bought me a clicker, man. So every time I talk to somebody, I hit the clicker. And when I get the clicker up to 500, that means my day is done. I done hollered at 500 people. I should have at least $250 in my pocket. And I'm done. And that's how you hustle this game, man. You spit at as many people as you can when you out the street with that CD in your hand. You don't worry about the Because the quicker you get the people to tell you no out the way, you can get to the ones that's going to tell you yes. And it's going to buy your shit, and it's going to bump it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I've been doing, and it's been successful, so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Man, big nasty. Hey, can you hang on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to hang on. We're going to stay with Big Nasty. I hope you all are writing this shit down. This is real shit from a real legend. All right? Take notes. Don't sleep. Pete. All right? We're going to go to the next song. We're going to have Big Nasty hang on the other side. I'm going to play another section from... It's not even out yet, y'all. So
yeah, the release date is going to be July 31st. That's when the stores get the physical copies, and then it'll be up on iTunes and Rhapsody and Worldstar and all that shit.
July 31st.
July 31st.
This is shit, y'all. Check this out. We're going to play. Here's the next selection from Super Crook, all right? Man, I'm honored to be bumping this. Thank you again, Big Nasty. Hang on. And we're going to play... cut. This is Transport.
Make it fast, spin it slow. This is how we do it, yo. Make that hit, you dump and go. What the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls is, you a bitch? Look at what you fucking with. This bad bitch is in your truck. 50 niggas mad as fuck. Make it fast.
that hit you dump and go. What the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls is, you a bitch. Look at what you fucking with. Sit that bitch is in your truck. 50 niggas mad as fuck. Bitches staring, you ain't caring, boy, cause now you plugged. Plenty bullets, niggas pull it, call you super thug. Make that pickup, please don't slip up working for the dumb. You on deck, they must respect the shit he got you on. When you working, ain't no jerking, hoes can't call your phone. You on a mission, she don't listen, whoop her ass at home. Count your money, keep it liquid, keep your cool and you can kick it. Curve your dick and where you stick it, watch your mouth and hoes you get with. Steady copping, police watching when you leave the route. When they stop you, they can't knock you, what they talking about? Let them search you, give a fuck, faggot, call your dogs. Criminal minded, you won't find it, now I'm suing y'all. Powder, crack, guns, weed, you the man to stop the drought. Bring it in or take it out, money's what it's all about. Ghetto soldier, thought I told you we gon' hold the fort. Pack them things in submarines and pull them out of any port. Make it fast, spin it slow, this is how we do it, yo. Make that hit, you dump and go, what the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls is, you a bitch, look at what you fucking with. This bad bitch is in your truck, 50 niggas mad as fuck. Make it fast, spin it slow, this is how we do it, yo. Make that hit, you dump and go, what the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls, cause you a bitch, look at what you fucking with. Six bad bitches in your truck, 50 niggas mad as fuck.
Women in the drought, niggas bring a tooth for the moon. If they fuck around, I drop out. Dropping out the candy, dropping out the chronic. Looking real cool with a pop out. Swimming for the can, this is like feet mess. Cook a rip with a change of his hands out. Take a pick, choose where I choose fall. Making his meat from the south to the north. East to the west, just hitting the coach. Can't let the net pay, now get him broke. Just so hot in a pussy carriage. Don't get caught by the dope no more. Make better, sexy, trippy, living good. Coming through, what's gonna make you up? Just a horse in a car, go, go, be here. Cause the way that's lit, that don't be here. Cause the thing that's busy. Yeah, clocking, feel like a hitman, ho, be here. Cause the body just fixate. Got the produce, got the good things, let me cook it. You can live a man some more. Hustle so hard, you count big loans. Beware that Smith's ain't frozen. And hell, that cop's on a payroll. Don't fuck a hot spot, baby, lay low. And don't be running your mind like a stank hole. Only gonna give a damn about the pesos. Better have a couple pants cause the game wrong. Niggas go strike, get up, ain't gone. Can't think about the game cause the game's too far. So ridiculous when the money's gone. Now drop that shit and get your cash and roll.
Make it fast, spin it slow. This is how we do it, yo. Make that hit, you dump and go. What the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls is, you a bitch? Look at what you fucking with. This bad bitch is in your truck. 50 niggas mad as fuck. Make it fast, spin it slow. This is how we do it, yo. Make that hit, you dump and go. What the fuck you freezing for? Where your balls is, you a bitch? Look at what you fucking with. This bad bitch is in your truck. 50 niggas mad as fuck.
Oh, nasty. Yeah. That's from Super Crook. That was Transporter PK, the Don Lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was my girl. Much love to PK, the Don Lady. She down there in Atlanta doing her thing.
Word up.
Yeah.
Man, how long did it take to create this? I heard the whole album, and it is a fucking classic.
Well, you know what? I started on it, and it was early last year when we first started putting it together. And what ended up happening was the studio burnt down.
Oh.
Where I was recording. I was recording the Harvey Allbanger's at 35th Street Studios in the city. And the studio burnt down. So what that did was make me back up and actually, you know what I'm saying, reassess how I was doing my thing. Because you know me, I crank an album out in 3 months, 4 months, I'm done.
Right. Right.
So what I did was sit back and say no, and then a lot of my features backed out on me. I ain't gonna say no names, try to bust nobody out right now, but it was supposed to be more features. So what I ended up doing was, since I had the downtime from the studio burning up, I said let me stretch this out. I went to my Reverb Nation page, and I posted the track with my verse on there, and I said basically anybody, you know, they got over 4 million. Close to 4 million artists on Reverb Nation. So it's a real wide pool of talent.
Yeah.
I tell them motherfuckers like this. whoever spit the best verse on this track with me is going on the album. And I got responses from all over the world, man. If you listen to Promises, that's Money Game and Smeeko. They some white gangster rappers from Stuttgart, Germany, man. The people from Germany, man.
Whoa.
And I heard them. I heard them previously on some of their stuff on Reverb Nation. And I didn't know they were as accessible as they are, because they're like number one or two in the whole country of Germany. And they, man, they blessed it, spit it, and sent it back so quick. When I heard it, I said, yeah, we got to go with that. And then the same thing with Grand D. Grand D is from Alicante, Spain. And Danny Boy from MC Danny Boy Productions did the beat. And he recommended Grand D, because Grand D is the number one artist in Spain right now. And he jumped on it, man, spit his 16 and shit, the rest of his.
Man, Big Nasty. Hey, I'm going to ask you something. Now, we're coming close to the end of the show, but I want to commit to you. I want you to commit right now that you will do a half hour show where we'll do nothing but do it, a whole interview.
Anytime you ready, man.
No doubt.
I appreciate this, because, you know, man, at the more exposure you get, basically the bottom line is the more money you make. So you making me money right now, man, just from us spinning. I'm looking at my Twitter feed right now. I just got 160 new followers thanks to you, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Beautiful.
So, yeah, man, I appreciate what you're doing for me, man. This is how we keep the lights on.
Oh, that's right, man. You know, I got love for you. I've always looked up to you, and I will continue to do it. Not because just I'm shorter than a motherfucker as well, but you know what I'm saying? But you doing it big time.
Well, I ain't going to call it big time, but like I said, hopefully, man, we can keep a couple dollars in our pockets, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, Facebook.com.
Man, keep that rent paid, man.
That's right. Hey, Facebook.com/LegendRap312. Facebook.com/BigNasty312. And also Twitter.
Yeah.
At BigNasty312. Am I right about that?
That's absolutely right. Now, LegendRap.com is is getting expanded right now, so the site is not back up yet. But what they can do is go to LegendRap.Weebly.com, WEEBLY.com, and then they can reach the Legend page from there. And then when the main site is back up, everything that we conduct on the Weebly.com will transfer over to JustTheFlame.com.
We
had to have a temporary parking spot, because you wouldn't believe how they do you with these internet domains, man. That's a whole, that's a 30-minute show in itself. Basically, some white people tried to extort me from my site, man.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? So we handled the business, but I'm just letting you know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is vicious out here.
Right, yeah. We definitely going to do a lot of talking, my man.
For sure.
And, hey, thank you so much for joining us, Big Nasty. Keep doing, man. You know I love you, bro.
For sure, man. Man, I appreciate you, man. Just anything you need from me, hit me up and let me know.
Man, for sure, man.
All right, man. Love.
Love, bro.
For sure.
That's the legend. Big Nasty. CEO, Legend Entertainment, putting it down for real, man. I thank him for calling. He is a true legend. Hey, you guys, support this man, you support the show, you support this movement, all of my artists that I put and bring forth to the table. We're going to leave you. I couldn't play the whole song, I'm sorry, all three songs, but we'll be playing more of Nasty real soon. And I'm going to leave you all with Catch Me in the Hood. Just a little sample before we go. Peace, love, and keep doing Catch Me in the Hood. Super Crook, Big Nasty, Legend Entertainment.
MC Danny Boy Productions, Big Nasty, Chicago, Illinois, with that nigga Grand D, from Alicante, Spain. Gotta let him know how we do this shit. We catch me in the hood, motherfucker. That's where we at. Check it out, motherfucker.